Not Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. They're not helping make heaven a place on earth at all whatsoever. In fact, every day they're in charge of the FBI makes us all less safe. Why? Because they waste our time and money polygraphing people about whether or not they've made fun of them within the FBI. And who hasn't made fun of their bosses, especially if your bosses spent nearly the entirety of the prior decade deriding you, the agency that you work for, your work, your life's purpose, your integrity? Of course, your employees are going to talk smack about you. You talked smack about them for almost 10 years. It's just so frustrating.
And every moment, Maggie, that those supervisory special agents are on polygraphs, you know what they're not doing?
Yeah,
they're not
real
back
work.
At the real work, right? They're not out there investigating things that could compromise their safety and security. They're not talking to witnesses. They're not developing documents, photographs, all kinds of things. They're not examining phones. They're
doing
the work.
We need the FBI to do their actual job, not be wasting and pushing people out of senior leadership. 40% of senior FBI field office leadership pushed out, apparently. Not spending our resources worried about the thin skin and the way the public perceives Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. Gentlemen, you did yourselves a disservice for the past decade. Don't get ticked off because people are calling you on it within the agencies that you now purport to run. Though who knows how much work Cash Patel is actually doing. It's apparently a subject of some debate. Let's go to the phones. You want to get your 2 cents in? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. And while you've got the phone in your hand, you might as well text in the free Ticket Friday word to win this hour, which is GAME, G-A-M-E. You text that in via the Civic Media app. You will be entered to win some tickets to the Brewers-Nationals game this Sunday, July 13th at 1:10 p.m. Who knows? The Brewers could be leading the division. Let's go to the phones. Get your texts in. You got to get them in before the hour tolls 5 p.m. this afternoon. David from San Francisco, thank you, sir, for your patience. Say hello to Jim. What would you like to say this afternoon?
Hey, David.
Oh, hi, Maggie. Jim. Yeah, I was actually interested more in mandamus, but it's funny, as you're talking about the FBI doing these so-called investigations, it reminds me of Joe McCarthy. And there's a book called Days of Shame. It was written by a Senator Potter from up in Michigan. And if you get a chance to read it, it pretty much describes how Joe McCarthy had kind of more criminal intent, and that he was trying to sabotage the workings of the government, not unlike what Joe McCarthy or what Donald Trump and Roy Cohn's, Roy Cohn's apprentice, Donald Trump, is doing. And it had to do with, they would come up with fake investigations. Every time Joe McCarthy would hold up a blank piece of paper saying there's commies here, there's commies there, they would create a fake investigation, and they would hire their own staff of creeps, of saboteurs, of organized crime figures, bad lawyers, whatever, and they would give them security clearance to investigate. And so it was like a jobs program for these
loyalists.
Saboteurs. Yeah, well, you call them loyalists, I call them saboteurs. And
your word's more accurate, David.
Yeah, and so if you get a chance to read this book, Days of Shame, you can find it. It came out in the early 60s because this Senator Potter was sitting shoulder to shoulder with Joe McCarthy and just disgusted at him. But I was interested in mandamus, and if I understand right, mandamus is when the public is aware that an agency is not doing their job. And they call for whether it's a federal inspector to force the jobs to be done. And I'm thinking of Christy Noem, for example, looking at her portrait for 3 days rather than helping out in the disaster down in Texas, whether or not we can use mandamus as a technique for forcing the government to actually do some honest duties, as opposed to sabotaging milking the budget for their own personal gain.
Yeah, David, great question. Folks, a writ of mandamus, just in the usual and ordinary course of which we have very little of these days, is you sue for one of these if a court or it orders one. It basically directs a public official to do their particular duties, tasks as statutorily or otherwise defined. This kind of stuff ain't susceptible to that in large part. It sort of exists in this gray area, does it not, Jim?
Right.
Though I will say, when it comes to asylum hearings and other hearings, I know that there have been some lawyers successfully pushing writs of mandamus in those contexts to specifically request and get a particular hearing or to have them scheduled, that sort of thing. It usually very narrow in scope.
Right. The obligation is very clear statutorily in terms of regulations, and this person needs to be directed to do their job, Your Honor, that sort of thing. I would offer, David, that, again, your sentiment, though, is not misdirected here. There's another entity, and they're throughout the departments all across the board, the offices of the inspectors general. There's one inside the Department of Justice. Many of them, yes, have also been compromised by this administration. They've been fired. They've been, again, told not to do their jobs. The Office of the Inspector General inside of the Department of Justice is still there. And there is a situation where, again, they're supposed to look at these kinds of things, as Maggie said at the top of the hour. Fraud, waste, and abuse, waste of time, abuse of the process, fraud in terms of the premise for all this. The inspector general, frankly, should be opening today, yesterday, tomorrow, an investigation saying, what are we doing here? Why is this in support of the FBI mission, the Department of Justice mission? And yes, it takes time, but 6 months from now, if it takes that long, coming out with a report that condemns this. And so there can perhaps be some of the kinds of remedies, David, that you're proposing. That's
the
one
IG
possibility.
Should be all over Emile Bove and these allegations by this whistleblower. Not just that Emile Bove was actively and openly flouting court orders, encouraging others to do so, but there are allegations from this very whistleblower that indicate that Emile Bove may have been suggesting or directing individuals, lawyers within the Department of Justice to misrepresent the evidence that the DOJ had against Mr. Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And again, you'll remember that there was this lawyer that stood up in a courtroom and when asked some specific questions by Judge Boasberg, or I believe it's Boasberg, was that
it could be Zinnes, one of the had the same experiences.
Either Boasberg or Zinnes, and basically candidly said, we're not sure exactly what happened, or yes, there aren't planes in the air yet, and that person is this very individual who has become a whistleblower. So, by the way, I just want to say this about Emile Bove. It is not a liberal left-wing freak out about Donald Trump trying to nominate Emile Bove, or Bove, I'm not sure how you say his last name, to a federal appeals court. It is the Federalist Society. It is very good faith conservatives that think this guy would be an absolute abomination. This may very well prove to be a line in the sand for a lot of conservative lawyers and the Federalist Society membership. They are probably more freaked out about this than a lot of liberals are. Let's go to the phones here, Jim.
Yes.
Whistler's been very patient. Whistler, welcome back. Say hi to Jim. What you got for us?
Hey, Whistler.
Hey, Jim. Maggie, I'll tell you what, guys. You know, this crap with the way the FBI is set up, it was bound to fail. And if it's not failing now, it sure as hell going to quickly.
Yeah, I hear you, Whistler. It's like if you put clowns in charge of an organization, you're going to get a clown show, Jim.
And it doesn't happen overnight, meaning tomorrow morning. It is bit by bit, and all of a sudden you wake up on some morning, you come in on Monday morning, and 40% of your staff is no longer there, and you suddenly realize you cannot do your job anymore. It's the slow drip. It's the frog boiling experiment, right? And bit by bit, it comes away.
Yeah, even for the 60% of field office FBI leadership that still may be around, you think people are more or less likely to bring points of disagreement and concerns over what's occurring or a particular investigation to their bosses? You think that's more or less likely? Do you think it's more or less likely that there are going to be candid conversations that are had about complex investigations and issues? That's what's happening. When you see this kind of thing, folks, this is actual weaponization, right? This is an actual witch hunt where personal loyalties and political enemies lists end up deciding whom law enforcement goes after. It's a complete abomination.
Chilling dramatically, these folks from coming forward and saying, you know what, let's think about how we charge, when we charge, how should we do this? How should we execute a warrant? That sort of thing. You need to have not always dissenting voices, but you welcome those dissenting voices because they make you measure the strength of your own position. That's what you lose when you chill people from coming forward.
Pat from Milwaukee, say hi to Jim. What you got for us?
Hey, Pat.
Hello, Maggie and Jim. What we're witnessing in Washington right now is what happens when little minds are overwhelmed by their egos. These people become irony challenged. They have no sense of how they appear in front of others or how their actions and words are so silly and stupid. They lose all perspective. And that's what we've witnessed, I think, in Patel and this other idiot, Bongino. And in so many cases, of course, Trump is the classic example. He's all ego and nothing else. But that's what...
I hear you, Pat. Again, the idea that they would be surprised or alarmed that leadership within the FBI would have some negative things to say about either or both of Mr. Bongino or Mr. Patel after they spent nearly a decade attacking the integrity, attacking the work, and attacking the agency and every single person in it is stupid, a waste of time, and deeply concerning.
And you know, Pat, if you really had somebody who didn't had other qualities, you know what that person would do? They'd come and say, you know, I've been here a week. I suddenly recognize some humility. I suddenly recognize, you know what? You folks are great. You're not perfect, but you're doing a wonderful job here. And I am sorry for saying all those things about you. You know how that endears you to the staff? If you acknowledge you've been wrong in the past and you want to be supportive in the future, would these folks ever do it? To your point, Pat, absolutely not. They don't have the integrity to do it.
CJ, say hi to Jim. What you got for us this
afternoon?
Hey, CJ. Hey, Jim and Maggie. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I listen to your show all the time. Jim, Saturday's Amicus. It's supposed to mean unbiased.
Well, actually, it means friend. It means friend. Amicus curiae means friend of the court.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then take a look from both sides, because I'm going to give you an example of weaponization already that's happened in the FBI, and Kash Patel is there to clean house.
That's just not true, CJ. The man wrote an enemies list and published it in a book. Just not true. If CJ agrees to answer some questions for me when we come back, we may take
more
of his call on the other side. Otherwise, phone lines are open. And don't forget that word to win on Free Ticket Friday. It's good until the top of the hour. It's GAME, G-A-M-E. Text that in via the Civic Media app and get registered to win some Brewers tickets to this Sunday's game against the Nationals. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.